Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries.
The thoughts you think help determine the direction of your life. You can't dwell on defeat and expect to see victory. Too many people go through the day worrying and full of fear, focused on their problems, not expecting anything good. And unfortunately, that's exactly what happens. You see, we draw in what we constantly think about, just like a magnet. But God wants you to be aware of more than your fears and failures. He wants you to realize the potential you have in Him. The more you master the art of looking at life positively, the further you'll go in life. In today's message, titled, You Must Look at Life Positively, Evangelist Paul Acqua challenges you to get up in an attitude of faith and have a positive outlook in life. Let's join in.
You get saved and forgiven of your sins. You get spiritual rebirth for your spirit. We believe that by His stripes we were healed, and we apply that to our bodies. But also the soul is part of you, and that's where regret, sadness and sorrow, mourning and grief reside. We can apply what Jesus did to our soul, and we can be totally free from regret, sadness and sorrow, mourning and grief, just like we are free from guilt and sin. You have been specially delivered, my friend. There isn't anything that He cannot deliver us from. I mean Jesus Christ. We have been delivered from this evil world. That's what the Bible says. Therefore, we can look at life positively. The devil and the world are constantly trying to rip off the covering of love and grace that God freely gives us. But Jesus died to save us from this evil world. Turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 1 and I'll read from verses 3 and 4. And this is what the Bible says. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. You see, here the apostle mentions grace, then peace. True peace comes from God, and there cannot be true peace without God's grace. God has blessed us with His grace. Grace includes God's goodwill towards us, and peace implies comfort and prosperity, which we all need. Everyone needs that. All these come from God our Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. This gives us every reason to look at life positively. No matter our current situation or whatever circumstances you are in today, Christ has redeemed us from the current world system ruled by Satan. Our future is bright and full of hope. Hallelujah. Notice from the scripture I just read that Paul did not say Jesus gave Himself for our sins to deliver us from the evil world to come. He said this present evil world. He died to rescue us from this evil world, this present evil world, not the one to come. Even though there is a better world to come, our salvation is effective. It is effectual in this life too, not just in the one to come. Some of us have downgraded all the benefits of salvation to when we all get to heaven, but that shouldn't be so. Through the atonement of Jesus, we have been delivered from this evil world. Is it not positive? Looking at this, you must have a positive mindset for your life, irrespective of what is happening or what situation you are in right now as I speak. People can be fine in their bodies. They can look perfectly normal. They can be Christians, but in their souls, they are crippled. They can be broken-hearted. They can be depressed. They can be sad. They can be hurting over a broken relationship or something in their past. They can be hopeless and helpless. They see life negatively, but Christ has delivered us from all these. My friends, see life positively, no matter what you're going through. You cannot go back and change things. We need to get free from that. We can apply the power of God through His Word to these areas of our soul and be totally free from anything that has happened, so we can look at life positively. Christ has specially delivered us, just like a special delivery package. He said He heals the brokenhearted. No matter how much you have done right, Satan will try to focus your attention on something and cause regret, sadness, disappointments, and depression, and let these things remain in your mind. He wants to keep you looking back. But on the other hand, no matter how much you have done wrong, Jesus can set you free. That's the kind of God we serve. See life positively, my friend, because the Savior came to deliver you from this evil world system. He can turn things around for the better. He will lead you to a hope and a future. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Some of the translations say, plans to give you hope and lead you to an expected end. So which means that the expected end we're looking for is bright and full of hope. Why don't you see life positively? You may be saying to me, you don't know what I have done. Yes, I don't know what you have done, but I know what Christ has done. And what He did is greater than what you did. Hallelujah. Christ gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. It's time to move forward with your life. It's time to press on towards the goal. Forget the past regrets. Forget the mistakes you've done. Forget the sorrow, failures. Forget successes, disappointments, sin, guilt, and move forward. Jesus said He came to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. You can find that in Luke chapter 4, verse 18 in the Old King James Version of the Bible. Can you imagine? There is no doctor in the world who can heal the brokenhearted. There is no medicine in the world that can heal a brokenhearted. There is no drug, no tablets. There is no psychiatric in the world who can heal a brokenhearted. There is no surgeon who can operate and heal a broken heart. Jesus can heal a broken heart, and He is the only one that can do so. What a wonderful God we serve. And for the believer, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God wants to heal you of your past and make you excited about your new future. Be encouraged to see the new life God has given us. It's a positive life He has given us, because He is a good God. Every good and every perfect gift comes from Him. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Your new life is here. Don't look in the past and press on towards the goal that God has set before you. You know, anytime I read 2 Corinthians 5:17, that is saying that if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Anytime I read this verse, I cannot help thinking about what this verse meant to the New Testament believer, and especially to Apostle Paul, who wrote these words by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We all know his life history. Prior to his encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, he was one of the worst people any follower of Jesus to come into contact with. He persecuted and murdered followers of Jesus all in the name of honoring God. He destroyed the church. Paul's life was completely transformed by the power of our loving Savior, and he understood what it means to be a new creation in Jesus Christ. He no longer had to be defined by his past, but was redefined by his true identity. And the same is true for you and I. We all live in a fallen world. It is easy to look at the parts of us that are flawed and imperfect. Don't feel shame and guilt of your past. Embrace your true identity in Christ, because the new has come. You are a new person. Christ's Spirit lives in you. When we accept Christ like Paul, we are a new creation. Things of our past identity don't define us. They don't define us any longer. We no longer embrace them as belonging to us. The new has come. The new has come. I want to encourage you to see yourself as a new creation. The new creation is what takes the lead in your life. Be encouraged and look at life positively. Later on, the Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said this in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14, that not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Verse 13, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, you see, he said, one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3 verses 12 and 14. By Paul's own judgment, he was the chief of sinners. He was one of the most wicked people before he met the Lord Jesus Christ, as I've already explained. Here, Paul gave us one of his secrets of spiritual success, singleness of vision. Paul had one and only one goal in life. I repeat, Paul had one and only one goal in life. His heart was not divided. He looked at life positively. The strength of the laser lies in the concentration of light onto one point. Likewise, singleness of purpose and vision is a necessity to victorious life. So my friend, look at life positively. Just look at what God has in store for you and don't cast your mind back. And if you would do that, life will just seem brighter and brighter, and you walk into the expected end God has set for you. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, then all that I'm saying is not applicable to you. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.